Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1697 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. To this fellow in Chicago that picked up some books or things in the alley. He showed me a memorandum book and told me about it, that certain writing was in the book when he got it. I examined it and concluded it was not Conley's writing and told him so, and that ended it, so far as I was concerned. I thought that was his own writing. He also had a pocketbook. I never made any statement in my life that I had that pocketbook in my possession. I have no pocketbook or purse that anyone claims to have belonged to Mary Fagan. I have no mesh bag. I never authorized the statement in any newspaper to that effect that I had it. I never at any time made any claim that I had it. I never made any statement in Cleveland or any other city that the guilty man was at large. The newspapers have said many things that are not true about this, in quoting me. They often misquoted me. At the time I asked Mr. Dot Smith if he had implicit confidence in this man Fader, I was not concerning myself about Ragdale at the time. Mr. Toby is my Chicago man. I have learned that he was down here on this case. I only know by hearsay who employed him. Mr. Tom Felder employed him. Mr. Toby did not make any reports to me. I never heard of any reports he made, except what I read in the newspapers here. When I first heard of the Ragdale incident, I told them I didn't care to hear any more of it. I first heard of it probably a week or 10 days before the affidavits were made. Mr. Lahan spoke of it to me in my office. I don't know whether Charlie Beers was present or not. The next time I heard of it, Mr. Lahan came to me and told me the preacher had made an affidavit, and that they had run out his record and found it all right. He did not tell me anything about Barber. He didn't say he had run out his character. He said it had been run out. I did not pay any attention to it. Yes, I did have a conversation with Mr. Lahan previous to that. He came to me again and told me about this preacher, and did say that he was corroborated, and I told him that I wouldn't have anything to do with a man who would keep that information all this time, and that he was not worthy of belief, and that I would not have anything to do with it, and to send them to Mr. Rosser or Mr. Arnold, and after investigation if they saw fit to take it to do so. I don't know whether Mr. Lahan carried out my instructions or not. I suppose before the filing of Amendment 183 he did. I think it was 2 or 3 days before I heard that he...